Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. And his understanding is unsearchable, and he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In this society, everybody like to listen some kind of positive message or so-called positive thinking because it can pump up our emotional strength. And when we come back to the Bible, so-called positive thinking means we focus our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is called positive thinking. And the biblical positive thinking is different from the worldly positive thinking, because we as a human being, we are nothing. No matter how positive we are, still a lot of uncertainty, we have no way to change it. A lot of fact in our life, we have no way to alter it. So in the book of Ecclesiastes say, those who even have a lot of knowledge, the crooked cannot be straightened, because knowledge itself very limited. But when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, all of a sudden we see our life has a great hope. If we return to the verses we just read, right? Verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who bring out their host by number. Lift up your eyes on high. We look and pay attention to the one on high. And who is the one? The one who creates the universe. So we have to pay attention to God himself. So verse 28 tells us, have you not heard? Everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the end of the earth, neither faint nor weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So God is so powerful, even he created the heaven and earth in 6 days, and he will never feel tired. Because he is God himself. His power is unlimited. And God's wisdom is unsearchable. We cannot even understand the mystery of God, one in the hundreds, one in the thousands, or one in the millions. We are so limited, and God is unsearchable. So this greatest God, unlimited power, unlimited wisdom, and unlimited love, is our Father. And verse 29 gives us the hope. He giveth power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. A lot of times we feel weak, right? So a lot of time when we share our daily life, almost everybody experiences that the weakness in our life. So we feel very frustrated. We continue to repeat the same mistake. We feel very frustrated. We try to quit some kind of bad habit, but we still controlled by that bad habit. If you feel very weak, we want to change to a new life pattern, but still we are dominated by old life pattern. So a lot of time we feel that we are hopeless at all in terms of how to renew ourselves, in terms of how to transform ourselves. It seems we are powerless. And then 29 gives us a hope. He gives us power. And he increases strength. So our hope comes from here. God promised to give us power, give us strength. And verse 30 talk about the youth shall faint and be weary. As a young people, it's good, it's physically you are very strong. No matter how tired we are, once we fall asleep, the second morning we get up, we regain the strength, and we still are very energetic. And that is the good point of the youth. However, you talk about the youth shall faint and weary, it's talk about the inner man. Even though physically we are very strong, those who have age cannot compare with us. We are very strong. Because we look into you, you talk and have a class all day long until 10 p.m., still can talk so loudly. So the counselor has to calm him down. You bother the neighbor, because you are very very strong. If it is the person who are 70 or 80 years together, until the time of 6 p.m. already very quiet. Why? They have no strength. But the problem is inside us, that inner man. We are so weak. We are facing the trend of the world. We are facing the culture, especially those who are best side of the culture. We feel so powerless. When everybody do it, we want to do it. When everybody have it, we want to have it. Why? Because we don't want to be different from others. Even though we know we are the prince of God, they are the prince of Satan, right? We belong to different world, but we still want to be identical with them. Why? Because our inner man is too weak. We cannot stand on who am I. We want to be the same with the one who belongs to Satan. No, we know it's wrong, but our inner man is too weak. So our life pattern has been compromised, has been conformed by the people surrounding us. That's proof we are very weak. But our hope comes from God. He promised to give us strength. So, verse 31. Those who wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Now, it is give us very, very good hope. Anyone who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Renew means what? You're very tired, and you receive some kind of energy from above. Renew your strength. And when our strength renewed, how do you know your strength has been renewed? Here, to give an example. The person will be like an eagle, right? And mount up the wind and fly above. Eagle. You look into the eagle. Sometimes we are very envy about eagle, right? Eagle have its own net on the ground. Eagle have to take some food from the ground. But eagle fly freely above. Can you imagine when you fly so high like an eagle, very high, right? You can see very, very far. Very, very far. But when you stand still on the ground, how far can you see? When you stand still on the ground, how far can you see? You cannot see too far because you stand on the ground level, right? The same thing. When you take an airplane, right, from LAX, you sit in the airplane, you see nothing, only see the outside, the crew is preparing the plane to fly. But when the flight starts to take off, you can see all the Los Angeles city area. And fly a little bit higher, you can see all the area being covered by a layer of a brown dark color. What's that? Pollution. And then we fly a little bit higher, you can see all the mountains surrounding Los Angeles, just like a bald man with bald head, right? because of drought. So you fly a little bit higher, then you can see very, very far. So when we stand still, look at the world, and when we fly very high, look at the world, our view is different. So no wonder when you purchase a house, the house with the view always more expensive, right? Yes, yeah. So when a person who has a height can fly above and look at the matter from God's point of view, and this kind of person always live a different life. But if we follow the world, only stand on the ground level, our life will be identical with the world. If we stand from the God's point of view, and our life will be very similar to Jesus Christ. So what kind of life we want to live? All depends on where do we stand. When we stand on the ground and look at the people, a lot of people we want to envy. Oh, how good their life is. I want to be with them. Right? But when we fly high above, we look at them, we feel very pitiful. How come very pitiful? That kind of life has no hope at all. When we fly above, we will envy the life of Moses. Right? We will envy the life of Paul. You look into Moses, right? Moses was crying up to the mountain. He talked to God face by face. And he saw the glory of God. Right? He saw the mighty work of God. The almighty God, unsearchable God, talked to Moses face by face. How wonderful they will be. And that kind of experience, nobody has ever experienced, only Moses. If Moses still lived in the ground level, in the palace, he was not able to see that kind of scenery. Only Moses keep up that ground level and climb up to the top of the mountain. He was able to see something the ordinary people cannot see. Also, the reason you can live a different life, it's not because you are smart, you have a good grade, you study the Ivory school, you are very capable, you can climb the ladder in the company to a top level. It's not because of that. No. The reason we can be successful, live a different life, because we can be like an eagle, fly above. And to be closer to God, and can see some of spiritual beauty, the spiritual scenery, which most of people cannot see. That require renew our strength. But right now, we are like an eagle. You know, eagle have to eat food from the ground, right? We are like an eagle. You eat all different kind of good food, right? But you cannot fly. How come? Too heavy. You eat too much, too heavy. I'm not saying that physically you are too heavy. No, right? Our heart, we own so many things, right? So many I stuff. No. We have Facebook has so many different pages. Right? Every day spend 20, 30, 40, 1 hour upload to the Facebook and look at other people's Facebook. Too many pages of Facebook inside the mind, but too little pages of Bible in the mind. Right? Too many times we spend on Facebook and too little time we meditate the words of God. That is a problem. We have so many things in the world. So like an eagle, you eat very much. You enjoy it, but you cannot fly. Even God recharge you, you still cannot fly. How come? Because inside you, too many worthless stuff. So what can you do? What can you do? Dumb it, right? Dumb it out. Temporarily shut down your Facebook for 2 weeks. If you don't do that, even God want to recharge you, you cannot fly. You cannot see high above. You have too many things. Sometimes you have to turn it off. So don't envy those who have a lot of different stuff. Oh, that kind of lifestyle is blessed. You have to envy those who can live a very fulfilled life with a minimal stuff. That's what you have to envy. Because without the spiritual fulfillment, you cannot, we cannot live a fulfilled life with very few items. So, renew our strength. And we will like a eagle fly above. And when Moses was going to die, what did God ask him to do? God asked him to do, to climb up the top of the mountain to behold the land of promised land, the beautiful land, the land he had traveled for 40 years. Moses' life had many, many different experiences. Almost, most exciting experience almost happened on top of the mountain. When he went to the top of the mountain, God gave him the Ten Commandments. Right? When he went to the top of the mountain, he talked with God face by face. When he went to the top of the mountain, he beheld the glory of God. When he went up to the top of the mountain, he interceded for the millions of Israelites who sinned, and God answered his prayer and forgive the sin. But the last time he went into the top of the mountain, he saw the beautiful land he was hoping for the whole life. So before we die, you turn back. Whatever you have, it will be passed. Once you give up, we give up the last breath. Even our family members feel very sad because they love us, right? Before the mortuary people come and pick up our body, what do you do? First, to search the whole body, take out the wallet. No. All your money, you cannot bring that. No, right? All your belongings are left behind. When we pass away, what kind of school you study, doesn't matter, you already die. What kind of house you have, it doesn't matter, you already die. What kind of car you have, it doesn't matter, you already die. How many times you travel the world, it doesn't matter. If we cannot be saved, the black guy is waiting for us. Right? To bring somewhere you don't want to go. Right? If we can be saved, the white guy is waiting for us to bring us, the angel to bring us to heaven. So that's what matters the most. And that moment is approaching. Don't think it will wait for you for 70 years. Sometimes it's only a few months later then that moment already reached to us. No, we can never predict when we are going to die. So the time we are going to pass away, you behold, there was a very beautiful land waiting for us. How wonderful they will be. So when we fly above, we broaden our view, not on the ground level, not on the Google map, that bird's view, but from the spiritual point of view, from the point of view of God. And that kind of life is so different, and that kind of life is so beautiful, and that kind of life is so meaningful. That is our goal. So let us wait, pray, and be strengthened in our inner man. So we can, like an eagle, fly above, dump out all the trash from your heart, and you will be fulfilled. Let's come forward and pray.